There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Yeah, I expected that. You know, I met Joe, you know, last year when we played him. And, you know, he had that dog mentality, you know, and, you know, he brought it here, you know, and that's something we needed for sure. You know, we need it. And one thing I love about Joe, Joe will call you out. Like, Joe will call me out. Joe will call his linemen out. Joe will call, you know, coaches out. He don't care, you know, and ultimately that's what you want because, you know, at the end of the day, like, we all came here for one common goal, and that's to win. And so, you know, if that's hurting somebody's feelings, you know, we grown men, we get paid to do this. So, you know, you got to be able to, you know, understand it, you know, take it for love because he really just cares about the game, you know, so, and he cares about his teams and his coaches. So, yeah, I love Joe.
All right, that's C.J. Stroud talking about his running back who I would say even with C.J., even with what Nico Collins did early, and they probably played around the same amount of games, right now Joe Mixon is the MVP of this offense and arguably the MVP of the team thus far.
Bad MF-er.
I think there's an argument. Obviously, C.J. Stroud's the quarterback, but there's an argument like that there isn't anybody that's been more valuable to this team than Joe Mixon. Every time he plays, he rushes for 100 yards, and the offense looks completely different. And when he doesn't play, the success level of anybody else that runs the football is, I mean, not even to, I mean, to a point where Dari Ogunbowale had to get 20-plus touches. So he's been big for this team, and that is something they desperately need to continue, Clint, is the Joe Mixon to be the productive Joe Mixon. Like, if he rushes for 70 yards, I think that's a major problem from what this offense has been given.
Well, look, I mean, to your point of Joe Mixon being the MVP, I think he's the MVP on the field with his play. And if what C.J. Stroud just said about Joe Mixon is real, he's absolutely, without a doubt, like undisputed MVP of this football team right now. I mean, you can argue Will Anderson is playing yeah, great as well, but I mean, it ain't nothing compared to what Joe Mixon has done, and given the fact that the pass game has not been anywhere remotely close to what it was expected to be, how much more important is that run game? So I think Joe Mixon is, and I'm going to tell you, man, that the guy that CJ just described, that's what this team needs more of. That's what this team needs more of. And you can define call out however you want to call out. I mean, there's a professional way to do it. There's a way to do it with winning is all that's on my mind. And then there's a childish, immature, disrespectful way to do it. Like, clearly Joe Mixon is doing it in a way of
challenging his guys.
He's challenging his guys, but it's all about winning. It's all about putting your best foot forward. It's all about being a pro. And that is ultimately, to me, what this team needs more of. Is guys that one will have the ability to do that kind of thing, but also have the ability to decide when it's necessary and when it's not. I give me more Joe Mixon, please.
You know what? When you say that, I'm thinking about that because, and I know you're talking about give me more Joe Mixon from, you know, all elements of what Joe Mixon is. And I look over and I see Figgy Fig, who's out in the building. So make your way on out here. Mm-hmm. Old Figgy's out here.
Yeah.
And I heard Figgy on In the Loop earlier this week or last week when he was talking about the game. And Figgy said, "Damn it, man! I just got to a point where said, hell, just get a ball to Joe Mixon every time. Mm-hmm. Just run Joe Mixon." And I'm listening to you say we need more Joe Mixon. I'm almost like, I think they're getting into the game and they're figuring out, like, hey, Joe Mixon's the only thing that's working. and we gotta give him the ball.
I love Joe Mixon.
I'm wondering, like, if there's a thought to maybe monitoring how much and how aggressive they are in him touching the ball. Man, we're moving towards Clint. Him banging, knocking on the door of 30 touches, you know, every one of these ball games, and obviously we've seen him have injuries. Do you have any concern of that, about how often he's actually getting the ball? I know you say you need more Joe Mixon, but I'm talking about in the game, because sometimes it feels like that's the only thing that's working, and, like, you know, you want to give it to him. But the last three games, Clint, he's had 25, 24, 25 carries, and he's caught the ball in the backfield a couple of times. He is pushing towards 30 touches a game, and I'm wondering how sustainable that potentially is. Moving forward, but damn it, it's like they got to, though. Like, it's almost like they're unable to do other things, and I think based off the conversation we just had in the last segment, that's why it's so important that they figure out other ways to get this passing game going, whether it's quick or whatever, because I think they're starting to maybe push it with how often Joe is getting the ball, because Joe getting the ball, Clint, he's giving it. I mean, he's running people over, trying to run people over. I mean, it ain't just, hey, he's touching the ball and he's getting down. Joe is laying people out.
Yeah, his run style is more what I'm worried about than it is the touches. I mean, look, he missed two games earlier in the season.
I think he's missed more than maybe three, yeah.
Well, yeah, so I guess it was two and a half, two and three quarters, because he went out early in that one game. So, you know, and they're going to get a bye week here in a couple of weeks. I'm not really worried about the cumulative effect of the catches. I'm more like, dude just runs so violently that I'm more concerned about one play or you know, like, it's just being so damn sore after a game that he needs a break kind of deal.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.